Today we begin a new series of conversations that we are referring to as body better. Notice the order of the words, not better body, body better. This is the entire essence of this series. First comes the body that you have, perfect, amazing, magnificent, as it is right now. Now, undoubtedly, you have opinions about your body. And you have thoughts about what it is and what it means and what you would like for it to be different or what you would like to be more of. But where you start is your body, and then the better arises. The better arises organically. The better arises regardless of your participation. While you may have the perception that there's something going on here that is different than what is actually perfect, you may have evidence that proves you right. That's incontrovertible. We're here to remind you that your perception can be very screwy because your manifesting is always perfect. That doesn't necessarily mean you like everything that happens or how it rises up to meet you. You're in the right place at the right time in the right way. That statement right there is what we're talking about. You have the right body right here and right now. Metaphysically speaking, you cannot go from a place that you consider to be worse to a place that you want to be better. While you may think you've done this, what has always happened is that at some point you finally gave up on the this is worse and allowed the this is better to present itself. Now, this is better was always happening. You just necessarily weren't paying attention to it. So what we're saying here essentially is if you start from the awareness of the body's current state of perfection. And again, perfection doesn't mean perfected, because we get that there's an entire series of ways that you've taught yourself to believe that it is important to do work to get to the place where you want to be in order to have what it is that you want. That does require effort on your part. And if you work hard enough at it, you will eventually get there. We're not doing any of that here because that actually is not true. Now, you may have evidence that is true, and we understand that. But the bottom line is you're in the right place at the right time in the right way right here and right now. And everything that is happening here and now is happening for you on your behalf and to your benefit. This is the current state of perfection. If you start from this awareness, then you can actively participate in the evolving of your body into whatever state, shape, or form you desire. To be clear, if you just leave your body alone, it will evolve on its own. But you certainly can and are constantly adding your opinion and your desire, more importantly, and your preference for it to go in the direction that you want it to go. As is always the case, when you're looking at things metaphysically, it is a problem, and it will always be a problem, if you stop and take stock, looking at what is in this postcard of a moment, and believing that this is defining something. When you take stock, when you take a picture, when you take a postcard, and you look at it, and you say, well, this is how it is. Unless you're saying, and I adore it. Unless you're saying, and I absolutely love this, you're holding yourself to something that is actually designed to be transitory. Because everything is constantly in movement. You, as we've mentioned many times before, on an astrophysical basis, are constantly moving faster than the speed of sound. You don't see it that way. You don't perceive it that way because you're accustomed to the speed. And you're also in a well of gravity, and it looks like everything is perfectly still. But in fact, you're hurtling through space very, very quickly. But we're not talking about astrophysics. We're talking about metaphysics. And thoughts are always evolving. Forms are always evolving. And vibrational states are always evolving. You can participate in that evolving and not only just participate, but also recognize where your real power lies, which is your desire to have more of what you want. Or you can ignore it. Either way is fine. Now, you may have evidence that your body is in bad shape or that it just isn't in the state that you want it to be. And we know it will be quite tempting to come to us with questions about, with long explanations about how you got here. And if you want to do that, that's fine. But don't be surprised if we interrupt you and say, wait a second, we really don't want to hear, and you don't really want to talk about how you got here. With this series, in many ways, and this has been building for quite some time, we're moving away from the psychological approach. Not just psychoanalytical, but looking at thoughts as being problematic as to why you have what you have. Because that's not true. What you have is actually perfect. Only problem you have is with your perception of what is perfect and deigning it to be something that is not perfect, and then using psychology, turning around and blaming yourself or others for the current state or condition. This is not helpful. It doesn't actually yield anything. It doesn't do for you what it is that you think it's going to. You're in the right place at the right time with the right body right here and right now, and all is well. Our question for you is, what do you want more of? So, as a reminder, you can't get rid of anything. You're constantly moving forward. You never do U-turns, not metaphysically speaking. You can turn this direction or you can turn to that direction. And there are more directions than just two, because this is a multidimensional conversation. What you're always doing is having more of something. You can't get rid of anything, and you can walk away from things you don't like. That means you're going in the direction of more of what you do like. So this conversation, this series, is not just about your body. It's also about the heart of metaphysics and who you really are. You're not a psychological being. You're a vibrational being. The logos of your psyche, psychology, while endlessly fascinating, is not really helping you the way that you think. Not anymore. We can guarantee that if you're talking with us, if you find our words to be useful at all, then it is quite likely that you have already left the psychological state where psychology was really, really, really helpful because it helped you make sense of a chaotic universe. Now that you more and more and more remember who you are, now that you're living in the bonus period, which is essentially just saying, you know that you are the one who is manifesting your reality and you can have what it is that you're wanting. Now that you're here, psychology isn't really going to help you that much. So we invite you to consider that. It's not so much how did you get here, it's where do you want to go from here? And questions, for example, should you wish to interact with us, questions about what you want more of will be very helpful. But it's not just with us. What do I want more of is a really, really good question to be asking pretty much all the time. Because you're in a constant state of desire manifesting. If your eyes are open and your ears are listening and your tongue is tasting and your nose is smelling and your fingers are touching and your eyes are seeing, then you are in a state of desire manifesting. That's what your body is. That's what everything you see around you is. These are desires manifesting through vibration into thought and down into form. And we say down into, not descending, but rather narrowing down into. That includes your body. In fact, your body is at the center of all of this. The reason why you have the table, the chair, the window, potted plant, the painting, the trees outside, the reason why these exist is because your body exists. They don't exist without your body. Everything you have, including your body, is transitory, and everything you have in physical terms is constantly evolving, even though it looks like it's all staying the same. Or, for the most part, what most of you will many times interpret as being something that is falling apart. Leaves turning orange and gold and falling to the ground is the hearkening of winter, when everything gets very quiet, when everything, quote unquote, dies. But nothing actually dies in the winter. The trees just get very quiet. They go into a hibernation. And they'll be back. just like the bears, just like the squirrels, just like the birds that move from one place to another. Nothing ever goes away. Things are constantly evolving. And you may say, but I'm getting older. I can see it. I look in the mirror and I can see it. You're perceiving it. You're not seeing it. And your perception is defining how you're seeing things. My body's falling apart. Maybe, maybe not. Is it useful? There might be something going on here that's very helpful. In fact, we would suggest that everything going on here is helpful. Even the things you really, really don't like. Even the things that you would really like to rail against us and say, there's no way this could be helpful. We're not trying to convince you of anything. We don't have that capacity. We're just reminding you of who you really are. Your body is amazing. It's your number one manifesting form in your number one version of self. Self individuated out from the whole of who you are, the oneness, coming into form so that you can do things like taste chocolate and see sunrises and sunsets and feel how delicious it is when your nerve endings rub up against somebody else's nerve endings. That's a lot of fun. It's all for your delight, in fact. As you turn in that direction and you begin to recognize that this is what is going on, it becomes more and more obvious that this is indeed actually the case. You're constantly, continuously, endlessly having more and more of what you're wanting. So, with that introduction, we now turn to the process for this conversation here today. As with always, this is a process, not the process. It is something that we offer you to consider. If you wish to join in and participate, we invite you to do so. If you wish to step aside and just observe, see what we're doing, and decide what you're going to do with it, we invite you to do that as well. We do invite you to take what you are hearing here and then use it to your advantage. There's nothing obligatory about what we're doing. These are just possibilities and potentialities. So with that, we begin the process with these following words.